Seoul, South Korea, 2019 Love Never Fails International Convention. Dates, September 13th through 15th, 2019. Location, Kintex, Korea International Exhibition Center in Seoul, South Korea. Program languages, Chinese Mandarin, English, Indonesian, Korean, Russian, Vietnamese. Peak attendance, 60,082. Total number baptized, 478. Number of international delegates, 6,076. Invited branches, Brazil, Czechoslovak, Finland, France, Greece, Indonesia, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Scandinavia, United States, Vietnam. Local experiences. Che Ji-ung, CEO of a catering company that provided meals to the delegates, stated, "A staff member explained that this project showed him how kind witnesses are in nature. I was particularly impressed by how foreign and Korean witnesses showed love toward each other even though they were meeting for the first time. It was as if close friends were being reunited again. Although I have participated in many religious events, this event prepared by Jehovah's Witnesses was a special experience." An Sun Ju, Utum Tour Agency board member, said, "After seeing how kind Jehovah's Witnesses were and how they always smiled, I felt that a special reminder was needed for our bus drivers to be more like them. At first, I wondered what their secret was, but while working with the witnesses, I was moved to find out that they truly loved and respected each other and put their faith in action. I was amazed to know how each witness worked purely voluntarily. I started to reflect on how I should also change as I observe the witnesses listen attentively to each other and always respond with a smile. Given the opportunity, I would like to work with Jehovah's Witnesses again in the future." Kim Gyo-shik, MBC Munhwa Broadcasting Station Daejeongeum Theme Park Management Director, commented, "The event prepared by the Jehovah's Witnesses was very moving. Although I am Catholic, this event shows exactly how true Christians should behave. Our staff members, including myself, have observed how witnesses were cooperative and organized. They showed kindness to others and even asked for permission when using the smallest items in our facility. As if I was also one of Jehovah's Witnesses, I felt very proud of them." The picture captions read, "A group of brothers and sisters enthusiastically greet international delegates arriving at the airport. Delegates, along with a local brother and sister, participate in public witnessing. Local sisters welcome delegates to the convention venue in the morning. A visiting sister takes a photograph of a local sister holding her young daughter. A sea of convention attendees listen to the convention session on Saturday. A brother interprets the baptism questions for a deaf-blind brother using tactile signing. Three sisters pay careful attention to the convention and take notes. Brother Stephen Lett delivers the closing talk on Saturday. An aerial shot of the six baptismal pools on Saturday afternoon. Visiting special full-time servants wave to the audience at the conclusion of the program on Sunday. A group of convention attendees, some dressed in native clothing, stand together for a photograph. At the Korea Bethel Open House, visiting delegates view a photo collage showing countless brothers and sisters who have kept their Christian integrity. International delegates take a photograph with local sisters at one of the planned excursions. A group of sisters who performed a traditional Korean dance called Puchaechum for visiting delegates pose for a photograph.